Welcome to the show.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh. Oh my goodness. Welcome to the Wire Wild Wuppy Show. I'm Wuppy. Tonight kind of sucks because they don't have my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, live in the studio. He's locked out. He's going to be locked out for like a good hour or so after he comes back because he forgot the key. It just sucks. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight without him. Seriously. It just sucks, you know? I was all psyched, ready to do a show. I knew this was going to happen tonight, too. But, you know, the guy said I should do it. The show's dedicated to Jimmy. He's very much alive. Everything, and he's doing well. He's doing okay. He's doing good. He's doing great things. Jimmy, this one's for you. Live from the studio, I'm Wuppy, the host of the Wuppy Wild Wire. Without further ado, let's get the phone ringing. Let's get the phone ringing. Let's make some calls. Everyone can listen to phone calls happening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. I think I need to change this dial a little bit. It's still clipping, but we'll make it work. It did have to be touched a little bit. God, I hope I haven't called these people before. These are the risks you take whenever you're doing it live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's currently 8:34 and 45 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's currently October 9th, 2025. Live on rogueserver.com. Yeah. You know? Live. If you're listening, guess what? Guess how you're listening to it. I'll just say that. Yeah.
Hello, Park Motors. Can I help you?
Hi. I was had it going on under the bed.
Two bed?
Yeah, me. Jacoby.
Yes.
Hi. It's Jacoby.
Hi. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Jacoby Zappellini. I was doing it under the bed to capture it all. That way,
what time you come here?
Oh, like 8:34.
What time?
8:34. Post meridian.
How much?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes.
Hi, it's Jacoby, dude. Feathers. I was doing it under the bed to reduce the smell.
Yeah, you looking for two bed, one bed, how much two bed?
Oh, I was smoking under one bed.
Yes.
Yeah. I was, you know, like the Puffco Peak.
Who?
The Puffco Peak.
Puppy?
Yeah.
With dog?
Yeah.
How many night?
Three dogs.
Three dog and how many night?
Two nights.
One night?
Yeah. He's
you come here, me check office.
Yeah. I got like three of them. I don't know if you can hear
you
him.
You come here, me check office.
Yeah, three puppies. You hear them?
Yes, and how many people?
Me and the three puppies. Oh, okay, that was enough to put him over the edge. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. Let's get this other phone number pulled up here. It's currently 8:38, 20 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. Whoopi's Wild Wire. It's real, and it's live, and it's happening. Are all the levels okay? I'm doing this without the co-host. I don't know how loud everything is.
Dream, what time I help you?
My dog moved out of frame, and so what do I do about him?
Your dog what?
Moved out of frame. Like, he sits in the bed in the back, but this time he moved out of frame. So, do we just touch the button on the stream deck?
Who are you?
Jacoby. Feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Godfather?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, the dog?
Well, what about your dog?
He moved out of frame. So, yeah, I had to press.
And what does that have to do with me?
You were a witness to it? Or a party? To the dog?
I'm a witness for the dog?
Yeah.
How am I a witness for a dog?
You saw it happen.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did it. He was down there. He, squeaked, but it was, in pain, but it was the dew claw. Okay?
The dew claw?
Yeah.
You sure you called the right place?
Yeah, 83.
Yeah, but then I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hi.
Because I've never seen any dog.
Oh, my
dog. Did you stay here?
Yeah.
What room are you staying
in? Oh, the dog was, out in the, behind.
Behind where?
The building. In North Plate. We just brought him there to be behind the building and, go through it all.
No.
Oh.
There's an alley.
Oh, the alley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the alley has nothing to do with me. It's a government property.
Oh, it's government property?
All right.
I'm not going to jail, am I? If you're telling me my dog trespassed on government property.
Well, what did he trip on?
Oh. The dog alley?
Did he damage anything?
I think he just... Maybe some blades of grass. Shit. Oh, I didn't mean to swear. I'm sorry.
Yeah... Yeah, all of you has nothing to do with me. That's the government property. I didn't see anything happen, so I don't know.
Darn it. Can you testify for me? Or, whenever they come over, can you, be a party to this? Clear my name?
Witness for what? I didn't see it happen.
Oh, you were on the phone with me during the events. So we've established an alibi there.
Can't do it because I didn't see it happen. I can only tell them that you call me and you tell me what happened. That's it. So that's not a witness.
Well, you're talking to me during the entire course of the phone call, and you have like the a business phone record. So I think you can vouch for me. I'll give you like 10, 20 bucks to vouch for me.
No, I can't, because I didn't see it happen.
God, that was...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. All right, that wasn't for me. Dude, that was scary, dude. Dude, I thought they were coming to get me.
I don't know what to do, because I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see it happen, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Gosh. Oh. I thought they tracked my dog or something.
Don't know what you're talking about. I mean, just you telling me what's going on, I'm still completely lost on what you're talking about.
Because I had my dog down there. And you're telling me he went on government property. And I think that reflects on me poorly. I'm not sure if that's a crime or not for it to be on government property, the dog.
Well, you're walking on the street, so that's a government property. I mean, is that a crime?
Oh, you mean private or public property?
Yeah.
Oh.
Street and alleys are public, are government property.
Oh.
It's not a crime to walk on it. It's not.
Well, like, whenever I think of government property, I think of, like, federal buildings where they have, like, all the FBI guys and the Area 51s and stuff. You know what I mean?
No, government property reflects to government to public property, where roads and stuff people can walk on.
Oh,
Is that a crime? You drive on it if you drive.
Oh. Oh my! That makes so much more sense. I'm sorry. It's because like whenever I hear about government property, I think of like post office buildings and stuff, and they don't let you film in there. You say that's like a federal crime to film in a post office with a camera.
Yeah, if you go into the federal buildings, those are called federal buildings. That's just completely different from government property.
Oh. Okay, that makes so much more sense. So, what do I do about the dog then? Is he okay to go?
Yeah, he's fine to go. I mean, he's not hurt, is he?
No, he's
pretty
good.
He just tripped over something, so I don't know what he tripped on.
He was stepping on blades of grass and stuff, and I think it might have caught his dew claw and made him make a noise. But he's fine.
Yeah, no, take him.
You want to pet him?
Not really.
Oh. I'll send you a picture of him. How's that sound? I have, like, a Polaroid.
Need a picture?
Just so you can see he's okay. I can send you a Polaroid to your building.
I don't think the dog is going to do much damage on the building.
Oh. Well, I think if someone to hypothetically throw a dog through a wall, that might do some damage. But I wouldn't do that. That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and take him.
I didn't shock my dog. Was it me?
So is your dog being shot?
No.
If your dog is fine, is it take him?
I can take him?
Yeah.
Come here, boy. Good doggy. All right, he's good.
All right.
I think we're good.
All right. All right.
Thank you, man. Love you. His phone didn't hang up, so I had to hang up for him. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's currently October 9th, 2025. 8:47 and 19 seconds, Eastern Standard Time, post Meridian. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's Wuppy's Wildwire. Tonight, without the co-host of Jimmy Scruggs, which sucks, Jame the Nilla Gorilla. just me doing phone calls all on my lonesomeness. It's pretty lonely out here in the green room all by myself. It's enough to make a grown man cry. Not that I'd confess to it on the air at rogueserver.com/whoppy as your host. I haven't cried in my life ever because I'm a big strong boy. I got everything situated here. I can timestamp everything. Doesn't work out. Drinking on an energy.
Thank you for calling Quick Stop number 2. This is Trisha. How may I help you?
Hi, Trisha. Can I bring Doug in?
Yeah, as long as it's not fighting, it's on a lead.
If you don't get close to the mouth, he's good. But if I can't say if you're, it's gonna be okay if you get close to the mouth.
Is he on a leash?
Yeah.
Then that's fine.
And what about the gasoline situation there? How much is that going for?
$2.97 for plus and $3.19 for diesel.
So $297 for all the gas, or.
$2.97 for plus, which is our cheapest unleaded gas.
Oh.
And $3.19.
So $2.97
per gallon
plus $3.19.
Two different prices.
Oh.
It's $2.97 for the plus gasoline, which is the cheapest unleaded gas. $3.19 for diesel.
So that adds up to $6.16.
They're two different types of gas. You're not going to put both types of gas in the same vehicle.
Oh. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I've never, done car before. I'm new to it all. I was just trying to figure out
okay.
How to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so whenever, how do I put it in?
Someone else is going to have to show you that because I'm too busy. Thank you.
I love you.
Have a great night.
Bye. Welcome. You're listening live. Oh, I didn't need to pin the date. I'm doing it differently. I'm doing boat dealer. Oh, it's closed. Okay. Sandwich shop. Hi. You're listening live. RogueServer.com. Or you're in the mumble.
You are trying to reach has not set up voicemail on 308.
Boo! That sucks! That show sucks now. I'm without a co-host. That's strike one. Strike two, the sandwich didn't answer. And strike three. I don't think there's a strike three yet, but there might be. We don't know. So we're gonna have to append this with the. A no. This number is now marked no. Live on rogueserver.com/whoppy. need to have all my dials situated better. Oh, what the f- Okay, these both share the same phone number, but they're both doing the same not answering part. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. You can tell it's live because the phone is ringing. And because you're on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. It's pretty tough without the co-host. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But we'll try to make it work. The gap between calls is immense. It's currently 8:53 and, oh, it's 8:54 on the dot, post-Meridian Eastern Standard Time.
Kelsey!
Hi, Kelsey. I, down there for food?
What was that?
What's it like down there for food?
For food?
Yeah.
We don't really have like a real kitchen. We serve like frozen pizzas and nachos. We're mostly just a bar.
Oh, is it okay if I bring my bread bowl in there?
Bring your what?
I have a bread bowl.
A bread bowl? Oh, yeah. That's totally fine.
Okay, yep. And I have
yep,
some drinks.
We can do food. We can do food. We just can't do outside drinks. So
oh, okay.
Just make sure you're not bringing in a soda or something like that.
Oh, all right. That sounds reasonable. I have a bread bowl, and I got, like, some cereal in it. If you can pour, like, some whiskey in there, it would make my day.
Into your bread bowl?
Yeah, with the cereal in it. I have some milk in there, too.
I don't know if we can put whiskey in that, but I would have to put eyes on it and just like see exactly what you're talking about just to make sure, but I'm going to assume probably no.
Oh, it looks like Captain Crunch in there.
Say that again?
That's Captain Crunch in my bread bowl.
You can bring the bread bowl in, yes.
And the Captain Crunch? I'm trying to get,
Like I said, I don't have a problem with food, just outside liquids.
Okay. Oh, I'm trying to get loaded up before I come down there.
Okay.
Let's see if I can make this shot. Are you ready? Did you hear that?
I heard something.
Yeah, I just threw it across the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, well, we might see you later, okay?
Yeah, if I... I don't fall asleep. I'm already a couple
cans in. Okay, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
This is another night for me. It's another Thursday at Rogue Server. Thank you.
Yep, you have a good one.
Wait, can I bring him in? That's a no. Oh my, it's so silent in here. What's happening? What did I hear? Oh, it's scary.
Oh, it's scary.
You're pumping
you're
the audio
pumping
back
the
in.
Audio back in.
It's like an echo.
It's like an echo.
Silent in here.
Yo. I have to go Wait, there's people in here now. I can just pass the phone off to one of you fine folk. Where? Oh, Oh my goodness, what the heck am I doing? God damn it. Son of a gun. Alright, I haven't called this number. Live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy, I'm your host, Whoppy. No co-host tonight. No dedicated co-host. There are people in the mumble, though. You can join the mumble. It's allowed. I permit it. Yo, can I... He said he want to talk to you.
What'd you say?
Hi.
Yes.
Can we bring him in?
What?
He's got a bag on his head. I just wanted to know if we could bring him in or not.
What can you bring in?
Him.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, he's fine. He's just got a bag on his head, so he can't really see good.
Bag on his head?
Yeah.
So he cannot see anything.
Yeah. I have to, I have to lead him by his hand.
This is a hotel.
Yeah. To bring him in.
What do you want to bring in?
Him.
Who?
Him.
And dog?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for it?
I already paid for
it. Where am I?
Hi.
What room are you in?
I'm not in a room. I just wanted to know if we could bring him down in there.
You said you are in the room already, no?
Hi. Oh, that high was just too much for him to handle. I believe it. I have to go get a real quick sip of water, so you're going to have to listen to this. In the meantime, I'll crank it up. I'll put your favorite music on. Turn the AC up. I'll be back in 3 seconds. No, wait. 15. Oh, that's too long. It was 21 seconds. I'm sorry. These are the risks you take doing it live. The host might have to go up for 21 seconds. But as your host, I swear a pledge to make it up. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. If you're in the mumble, you're in the mumble, and you're listening about 15 seconds. You can check again. I know what you're doing. Exactly what you're doing. You're using, your input is the wrong one, or whatever. Live mouth swishing noises. RogueServer.com/Whoppy. I'm a little bit winded because I had to get out the chair. Oh, I already called. This is what happens whenever you're doing it live and you haven't done it in a while. It's been about a week since the last show. All the muscle memory's gone. If you're listening, you're listening live, and I'm not very prepared. I wasn't prepared whenever I started the show. And I won't be prepared whenever I end it.
Liz Chris, my phone.
Hi, Liz Chris.
Where's Chris Mapone?
Yo. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Oh, Blue Spruce?
Yes, this is the Blue Spruce.
Oh, I thought you said it was Little Spruce or something.
Nope, it's the Blue Spruce.
Because I brought him in, but I'm not sure if he's allowed in.
You brought what in? I'm sorry.
I put like a blindfold on him so he can't see, but I let him into the inside.
Okay, who?
I think it's a dog.
Okay, yeah, we don't allow pets.
Oh, what should I do now that I've done it?
Well, we don't allow them, so it's not allowed in the room.
Oh, so should I just take them out?
It's not your pet?
I was contracted to bring them in. They signed a work order and everything for services rendered. But I already cashed the check.
Okay, I think you must have the wrong number, because we are we're a motel.
Yeah.
Are you staying at the motel?
No.
Okay, yeah, then I don't know who you're looking for. If you're not staying at the motel, I don't know who you're looking for.
Well, we left behind a leash, like, in our, the van. So if we're not,
okay.
If that dog is not even supposed to be on the property.
It can be on the property, it just can't be in a room, because we don't allow pets in the rooms.
Because he's saying we both, looked over the work order and we didn't really see anything wrong with it. But then, like, you're saying that he's not even supposed to be in the room.
Yeah, at the motel, we don't allow pets in our rooms.
So, do we just take him out, then?
Yeah, we can't have pets in our rooms, unfortunately, unless it's a service animal.
Okay, are you able to sign up?
And which room are you in?
I can't reveal the details of our clients. I'm sorry about that. It's just a policy here. We're contracted to bring the dog.
Okay,
in.
I'm so confused on...
Oh.
Dog in where is what I'm saying.
The Blue Spruce Motel.
I'm confused. Oh. To, like I said, I don't know who you're trying to bring to, but yeah, if it's someone staying on the facility at the Blue Spruce, that we don't allow pets. It's posted everywhere, so.
So, how are you supposed to, like, bring them out, then?
If you took them in, you should be able to take them back out.
But the work order, like, only specified the bringing to, not the taking of. I just, it's my first day on the job here.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm completely confused on what work order and what you're even trying to say is going on. Because, like I say, it's a motel, and we post everywhere we don't allow pets. So if someone is staying there and having a
book.
Pet, they're not allowed to.
I got the log book here. It's saying that we've, like, delivered to the property a few times before. It hasn't been an issue. I'm just... I don't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what is this for Steve?
I don't think so. I don't think we should be saying names over the phone either. I'm not sure if the line's secure. Because I had people like coming on the line before.
Uh, Okay, well then I am unable to help you.
We'll just we'll call the number listed on, and we'll ask him if he wants to arrange a removal service for the dog.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I don't know what the hell that was. It's just weird. It's vaguely a prank.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, did you fix your stuff?
I don't know. Did I?
You're not echoing. So that's a point in your direction. Get closer to the mic.
One strike?
Closer to the mic. Like,
I now have one strike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Can you turn yourself up just a little bit?
Just a little bit? Like that?
Yeah.
Nice. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Fluffy. It's currently 9:08 and 58 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time, October 9th, 2025. It's not a leap year. You're wondering about that. It is not a leap year. Leaf, you get to speak now. It's a raise in gains.
I get to speak.
Yeah.
What am I speaking about?
Thank you for calling Raise in Cane's. This is Kanea. How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going, Cane's? How's it going down there? You guys making some chicken nuggets, chicken fingers?
How can I help you today?
Oh, okay. So do you know how you guys sell those, like, big old cups of cane sauce?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We sell 22 ounces and 2 ounce cups.
What's, like, the biggest barrel of cane sauce you guys could give me? We're trying to get a backyard barbecue
going. We have a 22 ounce cup and we have a 32 ounce cup. So that's our large cup and then it's our medium
sauce
size cup.
Wrestling. We need a lot.
I'm sorry, what?
We're doing cane sauce wrestling in the backyard. Hello?
Oh, she didn't like that. Oh, the music was playing ever so faintly in the background. I'm sorry about that. I didn't turn it down. Do you want another shot?
Let me take a drink of water real quick and stand my desk up.
Okay.
You go. Can you go?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking to people about either tonight. Maybe sandwiches.
The backyard barbecue sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. How's this volume wise?
That's not bad.
I should turn it down just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Thanks for calling North Lorenzo. This is Adam. How may I help you?
Adam, I want, how do we do sandwiches?
What kind of sandwiches are you looking at?
Is like a one with meat on it? Like a Runza sandwich?
Like a bacon cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Or are you wanting to know what we have?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a burger, cheeseburger, a Swiss mushroom burger, a bacon, and a spicy jack, and a French onion, and all those come in doubles if you'd like.
Doubles?
Yeah, if you would like double, like a double cheeseburger or something like that.
How do we, for like three doubles, two doubles? How does that work out?
You would just come in, we would ring up two double cheeseburgers, and then we would get you going.
And that's normal?
I'm sorry, you cut out at that last part.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm calling. It's just like the, I don't know who I am or why I'm here. It's just what happened. Because they told me to call here and ask about the sandwich
okay.
or something.
Okay. So, I can tell you what's on them, if that was more the question, I'm sorry, if I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay. What burger in specifically would you like to know about?
They were
just the regular
about,
cheeseburger?
It was the one with, like, beef on it or something.
With what on it? I'm sorry.
Oh, it had beef on it?
Beef? Yeah, all of them. All of them did.
And then someone was telling me about fries that have, like...
Yes, we have fries, onion rings, or frings.
Frings?
Yep, fring is a combination of fries and onion rings.
That sounds pretty good.
They are pretty good.
they're talking about like a bacon man or something. How do you combine those two things? It's new to me. I haven't heard of frings before. Is it like got slivered?
It's just like our crinkle fries and our homemade onion rings. We kind of put like a half a bag of onion rings and then a half a bag of French fries.
Interesting. Do you want to talk to the other guy?
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Hey, and then, Ross, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Hello.
They were talking.
Friends?
I heard him there for a second. Oh, there he is. Hello.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I was hoping I could get some of those frings.
Frings? Yeah.
I mean, I want a big order, though. I'm talking like maybe 50 orders of frings.
You would like 50 orders?
50. I'm talking 50 order of frings.
Okay.
I think that's enough, right? Don't you think?
No, I don't. I think we're just like... I'm not sure that sounds right. Like, if you make 50 orders of frings, there's like a real possibility we won't be able to pick those up tonight.
I'll pick them up. I'll pick them up myself. I'll eat every damn one of them. I love frings like you never believe, boy. I fring them out the window. I roll around in them. I put them in the bed, roll around in them like a big pile of cash. Frings, baby.
I've seen him love do them. It. He just
well, if you're just looking for the frings, it's going to be around 180.
180
for just the 50 frings.
And if
we'll give you 90.
10x that.
Give you
1800.
$180.
If we get like a 10x though, like a decuple it.
So you want 150?
We're looking to finance around 1500. If that's possible.
1500 seems like a little too much to me. I don't know. How much is that going to be? 180 for 50, so 1500
of them. 50 frings, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
500.
500. Holy moly.
I'm gonna...
For how many? Sorry.
Like 50 people, I think.
How many of them?
There's like... I don't know. There's gonna be like 50 people in this party.
Okay.
It might not sound like it, but I'm kind of a big guy.
Okay.
How do we go about financing that? Because that seems like quite a bit of money to like toss around.
Finance? I'm not for sure if we do finance an order.
Oh. I could take out a loan against my house. I mean, that's not an issue.
Oh, my God.
Get those frings going.
Okay. Well, we will... You said 50 of them, yeah?
500. I'm going to go to the bank and see... Like, talk to the loan officer,
you
see what he 500? Can do.
500? I don't know if we could do 500.
Oh.
Give me just 1 second.
Okay. We're like window shopping right now. Nothing's written yet. But I can sure hit up the loan officer.
Only $2,000. I mean, that's bad. I mean, come on. You'd really like frings like you do. I mean, that's really anything.
It's like a whole month's paycheck for me.
Okay, just to get this correct, before I ask him, you said 500, right?
That's what I'm kind of looking at. We're just window shopping right now. Okay. Nothing's written down yet. I haven't, like...
Okay,
I'm
so
not prepared to,
with
like,
that... I don't know if we would have that many onion rings.
Oh.
That would be the issue.
Oh.
Because we make them daily.
Right.
So this, and with the 500, it'd be $17.95, so
$1,795. Okay. Well, I'm gonna.
I guess
I'll talk to the loan officer tomorrow and see like what he can do about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think
okay,
I can get,
that works.
Yeah. It's going to be like a business opportunity.
And then you just let us know, okay?
Yeah, like it's going to be like a business opportunity for you guys too, for the backyard barbecue. And like, I think it's going to go viral on social media, and we might not even have to go to the loan officer if we can like get it all financed and stuff, get people paying monthly.
Right,
too,
right.
Yeah.
And what is your name? I'll get that written down.
Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Yeah.
And so I don't spell that wrong. How do you spell it?
Jacob and then an I on the end.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
And is this a good callback number for you?
Yeah. It just what's on your caller ID?
It's 308. It's not popping on caller ID.
Oh.
What is your phone number for you?
I'll give it to you here real quick. Let me just... Let me, because this, the phone situation's kind of weird. I need to actually look up my phone number. It's different.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
All right. I'm ready when you're ready. Are you prepared? I'll give it to you right now. This is a number where you can,
okay.
This is Dial-A-Song. It's 844-387-6962.
Okay. And you said this was for the backyard barbecue?
That's a Dial-A-Song, and if you call that number, you'll get a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jacoby. I got your name, phone number, and what the rings are for.
Yeah.
Sorry, or the onion rings.
Yeah. It's just pure speculation at this point. We're not even sure
right.
if it's going to happen or if it's even going to bring in profit.
Okay.
I thank you for humoring me on this situation. It's different.
Yeah, absolutely. You just let us know, and then give us like a day in advance, day or two, to get that made up. And then if you're wanting to do it, we can definitely get that done for you.
Dynamite. It might not even happen.
Awesome.
It's just all speculation at this point.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is all okay. Do you need any other information from me?
No, thank you.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
You too. Let's call the number I just read to that guy.
Probably one of those rings.
Oh, those rings actually do sound pretty good. I'm gonna call the number. It's a real number. It's public. I'm pretty sure you can just say it. It's Dial-A-Song. You just,
you call for your friend, but she's not.
If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy. It's currently 9:22 and 14 seconds post-Meridian Eastern Standard Time. Music's on Dial-A-Song. It's real.
Don't stand
let's see
in the path of a rat.
There might be frings.
Yes, it's
a disaster. If there's frings, I'd actually... Frings sound really good. Welcome to the show. Is this a music break? Does this count as a music break?
You talk all alone about all that is known of the frazzled, bedazzled birdies.
You know.
Someday your mind's been transplanted, but you know deep inside you're enchanted.
I get a text.
Your hand is unsteady, your eyelids rest heavy, breathtaking, heartbreaking, birdies.
We'll get this phone ringing here soon. I'm not sure how to do it now that I've called it, and I'm kind of... Oh, it ended. Okay, good. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. Yeah, there you go. That goes there. Here. All right, the phone's ringing now. If you tuned out, you can tune back in.
Hello, this is Kim with Emma. What can I do for you?
Hi, can we do like a buffet for the guys?
Yes?
Yeah, we got a great group of guys here, and we just want to bring them all in for the buffet.
Yep.
Wait, how many guys can you fit in there?
I don't know, 100?
We got about 500 great guys coming down there ready to rock and roll. Are you able to situate those guys?
This rail is a joke.
This is Jacoby with the great guys. We can get some of the guys standing outside if that's allowed. We got, like cars and, you know, things like that.
Great guys club.
Yeah. We're just trying to get a great group of guys down there, you know.
So for today?
Yeah, all lined, eager and lined up.
So how many?
About 500.
Hey, man, we're coming by with a truck right now. We got 6 guys coming. You got that?
I'm driving a truck.
I got 6 guys in the truck. We got about, how many trucks is that? It's like 10 trucks, 6 guys each. That'd be like 600 guys. It'll be the, like,
no,
the biggest...
No, 64 per person.
They're eager and lined up and ready to, you know, get on.
They're living on that buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... I don't think it'll fit 500 in the time.
We got tents and stuff. You got any frings down there?
What?
You got any frings down there?
No.
You know what those are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got about 100 trucks, 6 guys each. We could set up a, you know, a tent or something. Or a pavilion.
Hey, can we set up a big amphitheater?
We got chairs and stuff. If you're not, like, if you don't have enough seating capacity, we can more than make up for that with our chairs.
Is this a real joke?
This is, Jacoby.
We're doing a segment for To Catch a Predator with Whoopi.
Hi. Oh.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. Here in the, live in the green room, we have a great group of guys all lined up, eager to make some phone calls. If you're listening, you're listening live on RogueServer.com. You're in the Mumble. You're in the IRC. You're on the website. You're on VLC, Video LAN Codec.
Rogue Server sucks.
Oh my God.
Was that live?
Is that wasted memory?
Wow. No, I'm not here.
Oh my goodness. It is live. Tonight, the hot mic.
Can I get on the hot mic? Can I do a call?
Yeah, I need to update this. We got the great group of guys all lined up, eager to make some phone calls. You can join in on it on Mumble. Join the Mumble. You can do it. Jimmy Johns.
What do we call it, Jimmy Johns?
Yeah. I'm just calling.
Your call is to hell.
Oh yeah, Rosin, your mic does sound pretty good tonight.
Thank you, Cloud Master.
You better pick up.
You better pick up. Or I'm gonna start clicking.
Jiminy Crickets. No, they're not picking up. Live on RogueServer.com/Whoppy. It's currently 9:29 and 4 seconds post Meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host.
How do you know about that?
I have a dictionary. That's real. I was flipping through the pages of the dictionary a couple hours ago. Oh, this is a Wendy's. I'm not sure if I called this place before.
Thank you for calling North High Wendy's. This is Tiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Tiana. I have an issue with the Wendy's over there I got. I got the 5 for 5. And someone, I don't know if it's like some sort of like Halloween joke or something, but someone left their vape in my bag. Like, it says, what is this? A Lost Mary Cherry vape. You guys know anybody who vapes there? Because I didn't order a vape.
Sorry, you said there was a vape in your bag?
Yeah, it says Lost Mary on it. It says Miami Mint.
And when did you place your order?
Not too long ago. I picked it up like at least 20 to 50 minutes ago. Because I got the kids' meal, right? And I thought it was some sort of spooky joke, but like someone actually lost their vape. Do you know who could have lost their vape?
Like, do you happen to have a receipt?
Ma'am. I might. Yeah, I do have a receipt. I'm being serious, ma'am. I might have to contact the local like food people about this. This is a serious.
Yeah, joke. No, and I would no. I'm taking it very serious. I understand what, like your frustration with it, and I don't understand how that could have potentially happened. But that's why I'm asking if you have a receipt, or you said you placed a mobile order.
Yes, I placed a more mobile order. So I just came in. Hey, I just.
Did you have the?
Hey,
receipt?
What's that buzzing sound? Yeah, I had the receipt. I got, let's see, the kids' meal, the bacon, the bacon double or something, and then the.
And you said it was a mobile order?
Yeah. I think there's some sort of sick joke. It's not even Halloween yet.
No, we most definitely wouldn't do a joke like that. Absolutely not. That's not how we run our business. Do you have, you said it was a mobile order, so was there a name on that mobile order? I'm just trying to figure out, like, who may have potentially bagged your order so that we can get to the bottom of this issue.
I don't know, because it was like a DoorDash order, I guess. But, like, I came in and just to pick it up, because you can order on the DoorDash app and just can pick it up.
Okay, but if it's a DoorDash, there should have been a name on the order for who the DoorDash was for. So what was your name?
My name is Harold, or Al. Harold.
Harold?
Harold.
Okay, and your last name, Harold?
I put Johnson.
They call me Big Dick Harold sometimes, but that's I'm being serious though. Someone has lost the date, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Fuck. Okay.
Oh, she didn't like Big Dick Harold. But these are the situations you have to prepare for.
It's his nickname around town.
It's normal. Wild Bill's Fun Center. Oh, that's a place for that's a place for someone to go.
Wild Bill.
Yeah. Oh, what else is in... Oh, this place is going to close soon. Oh, I have to respond. The dog was retrieved. I have to respond to a text message.
Wild Bill's Fun Center sounds like a good place to go and get molested.
Classic Wild Bill's Fun Center. I had to tell them the dog was retrieved. It's okay. Oh, I have to turn all these. I have to turn everything. Hi, can we bring in my bread bowl?
One second.
Hi.
Excuse me?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring in my bread bowl.
How can I help you?
Hi. I'm Jacoby. I want to bring in my bread bowl.
Excuse me?
My bread bowl.
I can understand you.
Oh, my bread bowl?
I don't get that, sir. Oh,
it's like my bread bowl. It's like a bowl made of bread. You can hollow it out and like eat on it. Can I bring it in?
You have a dog or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And do we do anything about the dog?
No, we close at 9, sir, so I don't know where you are.
His name is Bread Bowl. I have a gato, you know? Gato?
Okay, so are you coming or what?
Yeah, I come in with the cat.
Okay.
I come in with the cat.
Okay, yeah.
And
okay,
where can he go?
I like this prank phone call.
That was real.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy. Currently 9:36 and 45 seconds post Meridian Eastern Standard Time. October 9th, 2025. If you're listening in the mumble, you're listening 15 seconds approximately into the future. And you're listening more live than the people listening live on the other thing. Welcome. There's a bowling alley. I think it's Wasted's domain, I think. I don't know. It sounds right. But in the meantime,
Wasted's dead.
Did I call this place? Oh, I need to turn this down. All the dials are being turned tonight, and it's very interesting. RogueServer.com. North Plate, or it's a hotel. I'm saying North Plate.
You have reached the North Platte Inn and Suites at 1209 South Dewey Street.
Oh, I know
the room number of the party you are trying to reach. Please enter it now.
Do you want a room number?
For the hotel operator, press
yes.
1. To leave a general message, please remain on the line.
Hopefully that's the right form. Oh, just immediately hung up. I'll try to get to the front desk.
You have reached the North Platte Inn and Suites at 1209 South Dewey Street. If you know the room number of the party you are trying to reach, please enter it now. For the hotel operator, press 1. To leave a general...
Oh, I press 0. Yeah. Oh, one more time. Bringing the phone around one more time.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
You have reached the North Platte Inn
and... 1.
This is North Platte Suites. This is Quinn speaking. How may I help you?
Quinn, what's going on, bro? Oh, man, I got a cough. I just took a big old ripper. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm in the room right now, and I got a bowl with me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Nice. I got this bowl with me. What do I do about that?
A bowl?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I took a big old blinker and I got this bowl in my hand. There's a spider in it.
Oh, there's a spider in it?
Yeah, there's a spider in the bowl. But he looks friendly. Have you seen a jumping spider before?
I guess maybe. What room are you in, sir?
212. But that jumping spider, he's like really funny. He looks at you, and you'll, like, put your finger down, and he'll, like, move with you and dance. He's doing little dances right now. He's shaking his ass. He's a little guy. Have you ever seen this before? Are there multiple spiders down there that you've seen?
Did Hello? You say 212, sir?
What do I do about the
Hello?
Bowl? The bowl? There's a bowl. I'm in the bathroom right now.
Well, I'm just confused because I have no one in 212 right now.
Yeah, but I lost my jumping spider around there. It's got a little, like, rope tied to it.
I'm gonna let you go tonight.
No, please, let me know if you see a jumping spider.
Ah. No one was in 212. That sucks.
Oh.
Is there already?
Well, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, Clout Master, do a call.
Right.
I nominate Clout Master.
I'll do a call.
Oh, I had to sneeze. If you heard me sneeze, you heard it live on RogueServer.com. Alright,
Clout Master, do a call.
Oh, my. Oh, I need to append the time of that phone call ending. Alright, Clout Master. This one's for you. I think. Should be for you.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We're open daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. This call and your voice may be recorded for business purposes, including fraud prevention. For pharmacy, press 1. For vision center, press 3. For online pickup and delivery orders,
press 4.
For electronics, press 5. For fresh bakery, press 6. For fresh deli, press 7. For human resources.
7.
Thank you.
6-7.
It's all good, man. I don't even want to do it anymore. It sucks.
I think you got it. Come on. Come on, phone.
You know, sometimes you just gotta take a hint.
Nah, we're gonna get that deli.
You're closed, man. It's too late. They're not open.
I'm gonna get that deli if it's the last thing I do.
They're not, the deli's not open this late.
You might be right. I don't know.
Fraud prevention, my ass.
I think Robson's going to do a call now.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We're open daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. This call and your voice may be recorded for business purposes.
Someone said four. I think Robson said four. Oh, my God. This is robot.
Sorry, I didn't get...
Boo! No.
Number five.
Sorry, I do not understand what you meant.
Five.
I can eat.
Operator. Operator.
Okay, I will connect you to someone who can assist you further.
Fuck yeah. Whoa. I got a good premise.
You with the cats?
No.
Okay. Shut up.
What area is this?
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I don't think they are going to pick up the phone here at Walmart. Just
call the one on the West Coast.
I got to call this area because I'm already here in Google.
Fucking Google. Yeah, okay. Or try Food Mart.
Food Mart?
Dollar General. Yeah, I'm currently stuck in the bathroom and the paper ain't coming out.
Freddy's hamburger restaurant. Alright, Rosin, do you want to take this? Let's get that phone
ready. Yes. I was taking
a
shit.
Uh-oh.
I got you, man. Don't worry.
Freddy's in her place. Stefan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Stefan. How's it going?
Hello.
I have an issue with my... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me? Sir. Yeah. I had an issue with the food I had. Me and my brother, right? We had this burger, but it had bacon in it. Can you explain him the bacon ordeal, bro? Oh, God.
Explain.
Just come to the phone. Yeah, he... See, he's on the phone. Yeah, talk to these people.
Hi. He got me one, but it has bacon on it.
Yeah, we have a couple sandwiches that have bacon on it.
Why?
We're kind of in a really tight household where we cannot eat bacon, and you give us bacon.
You say we cannot eat bacon.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
Now we're gonna go to hell.
What do we do about that now? Do you know?
Yep.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, shoot, I don't have all my stuff situated. Oh my goodness. Why does it sound so somber? Welcome to the show. You're listening on rogueserver.com/whoopee. What is... Oh, it's closed. That's what it is. Oh, I could... I don't think they're open either. That's the risks of doing the show live. You get to hear me debate. There's three hospitals here. But it's not ethical to call a hospital.
Hospitals have Satan.
Yeah.
Whoa, what happened? Well, who was that? Who was that strange man?
I don't know who that man was, but someone said Satan.
Satan. Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
There's a bowling alley.
I don't know anything about those.
You want me to put it on?
I'm not in charge.
I'm going to do it. I think you got to talk to them, though. Oh, Tokyo.
You have reached Wild Bill Fun Center. For the bowling center, please press 1. For Godfather's Pizza and the snack bar, please press 2.
Come on, oh, come on, oh, yeah.
Volume actually seems good on this phone.
Is this some kind of joke?
I hope not.
Wild Bill's Fun Center, how may I help you?
Hi, I got the bowling ball, like, wedged. I got it wedged.
What?
I have the bowling ball wedge. Could you come get it? It's on, like, you know, like the corner of the building? The front corner? The left front
yep.
corner of the building? I got the bowling mm-hmm. ball wedge there.
Okay.
Could you come get
left
it?
Left front corner of the...
I...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wedged. Yeah, I mean, I just, cause I know it's what you got. I don't have an intercom out here. You don't have the intercom out here. Please?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, is it cool or are you gonna be, you know, like. Ma'am, hello? Hello. Oh, you're already starting the. Yeah. Oof. Ma'am, I gotta pick up my spare. Could you help me or not? Ma'am, I have to pick up my spare. Help me. Help me. Help me. Hello? Are you gone? Are you here? Are you dead? I mean, I have concerns.
Can you explain what you were saying again, please?
I got the bowling ball wedged and I was hoping you could unwedge it because, I mean, usually when the bowling ball gets stuck, you know, I don't have an intercom out here, so...
What do you mean by unwedge it?
It's stuck in the corner of the building. Corner of the building. Like the left front corner of the building.
It's stuck in the corner of the building?
Yeah, it's wedged. It's wedged. So I don't... It's not a lane, so I can't call, like, ball return. I have to be, like, it's in the corner of the building return. You just
okay.
bring it back? I mean, I don't... I don't know. I mean, just... I can't get it.
Is it like... Are you outside or inside?
It's up outside. It's way up there. It's like in the corner of the building.
Are you
can't
out
get it
front
down.
Or out back?
Out back.
Are you guys?
We got it wedged.
Okay. Okay.
We yeah, came out for a cigarette. We came out for a cigarette. We came out for a cigarette.
Okay.
And then I had to clean my ball, and I was wiping it, and then it got. Then we, you know, started talking, and then we tried something, and then it got wedged.
Okay. I'll be out there in a
minute. I thought that it would help, you know, because if you. Like, it's like a resurfacing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, it was resurfacing.
Okay.
And now it's wedged in the corner of the bowling alley, up over our heads. We can't get it down.
Okay. Do you need me to bring out a ladder or something?
You might. I don't know. I mean, how tall are you? Are you tall?
I'll run out there real quick.
Are you tall? Are you tall enough? I mean,
I don't know how tall is. Okay.
I'm
pretty
know.
Short.
I'm
probably just grab a ladder.
Oh shit! Okay, get a box crate. We can. If you get some box crates and ladders, you got like crowbar. Like a stick.
I'll look for one and then I'll meet you out back.
All right, bring a hammer too.
All right.
Like a chisel.
Sounds
like a
good.
Chisel. Like a chisel.
Right.
All right. Perfect. All right, Lane.
All right.
Lane, corner of the building. Yeah. All right. Hurry up. All right. Bye.
That phone was really good. I don't know what, but I didn't have, I hardly had to touch it. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy, or you're listening in the mumble. Oh, how do I have all this stuff turned? There, fiddling with the dials, live. Oh, I have to append that. This. That was a remarkably good phone connection. Remarkably good. I don't know anything about. They'd better pick up. Come on. Pick up. No, they're not going to pick up. Live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. Oh, I already got the sound cued. I guess just having the number without a timestamp can be my cue that the number didn't pick up. Welcome to Luppy's Wild Wire.
Thank you for calling Ramada by Wyndham, North Platte, and Sand Hills Convention Center. To make a new reservation, please.
Curious the order that woman read those out in. It's always the same woman, and she really recorded those.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the woman who picked up the phone?
The woman?
Yeah.
Who you got?
Ramada. Right? Ramada by Wyndham. North Platte.
Oh, Ramada.
Yeah.
I'm not there at the hotel anymore. I can give you the front desk number if you want. I don't work there anymore.
Oh.
I think this number still belongs to them, but yeah.
How's that work?
I'm in one of their other hotels.
Oh, which hotel is this?
Super 8.
Super 8? That's
yes.
That's curious.
How so? Yep.
I like looked on it on the map, and it said Ramada.
Ramada is fine. But I personally, this number is with me, and they have another property in the same town, Super 8. So I'm right now at Super 8. If you want, I can give you the front desk number.
Yeah, sure. But I can talk to you too about stuff. How did they convince you to switch over?
I don't get it. I was working at the restaurant in the Ramada, not on the hotel side earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me that were you strong armed into it?
Are you staying at Ramada tonight?
I have I just have questions. That's all.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have the phone number?
Yes. No, this is not Ramada's phone number. There are many numbers, so you dial one of the numbers.
Oh.
I'm at the other property right now. I can give you the front desk number, so we won't have any problems with that. Yeah.
Sweet.
So there are multiple phone numbers. This is one of them. So
yeah.
Yeah. This is not the main number of Ramada. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have
Would you want the front desk number?
Oh, you can read it out, but this might be a live line. This might be like broadcast.
I don't get it.
It could be broadcast.
AT&T operator here.
See, even the AT&T operator's listening in on it.
Hey, yeah, AT&T operator here, sir. You need to give the person the phone back. You're stealing that person's phone number. You need to give it back.
Is that real?
No, this is Ramada's phone number for a long time. I think you're mistaken. This is 224-9538.
Whoa. Oh, wait.
Sir, I've been listening to this, and up until now, this has all been normal, but please don't ever do that again.
Oh, wait. That's not the number. That's not. I'm looking at it. It's not the number. But.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds real tough.
But you are a Super 8. Oh, he hung up. That took me for a whirl. That's interesting. Oh, and that means the thing I did is real. I did do it on cue, and I. You know what this means? This means you're listening live on RogueServer.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. Oh, Starbucks is closed. What about Chick-fil-A? Closed. Oh, it did just turn top of the hour. A lot of places are closed. We had to look down at RogueServer.com/Wuppy. Wuppy's Wild Wire. All right, who's going? You'll have to battle it out amongst yourselves.
I'll go it again.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express North Platte. To make a reservation, please press 1. For front desk, press 2. For conference center reservation.
2.
2.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express North Platte. This is Amber. How can I help you?
Hey, Amber. How's it going? I'm up in the room, and I'm fetching this dresser drawer. You guys have dresser drawers up there?
I'm not sure.
What happened with it? I found a Bible.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. A Bible. I was, reading it. But it's, hollowed out.
Oh, really?
There's a hole in it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom right now. I was, looking at the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just because I needed to go to the restroom, but I didn't after all.
Oh, yeah, that stinks.
No, it doesn't stink yet, but it will. It would have.
Oh, yeah.
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah. I'm glad you caught it.
Yep. Can I smoke under my bed, or is it cool to just smoke in the room over here?
So are you trying to make a reservation or not?
No, I already have it. I'm up in the room, and we found this Bible, and it's all hollowed out with papers in it. There's papers in it, and I'm smoking it. I'm going to start smoking it. What?
Okay, do you.
I don't want to argue with night. You. No, I love you, but can we just keep talking about the dresser drawer or something else? Or we could just get off the topic.
She said no.
Oh.
It sucks. It sucks whenever they just say no like that. There's so many.
We'll just avoid the topic.
Yeah, there's so many things to touch on here. I have this to touch on. Everything has to be touched on with the mouse. I have the numbers. I have the list of numbers that have been called. There's just so many things to touch on here, and it's a little bit overwhelming sometimes. But this is the price of Wuppie's Wild Wire. October 9th, 2025, live on RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Wuppie. Missing the co-host, James Scrugg, Vanilla Gorilla, on the streets and in the sheets. He's known as Jimmy Snugs. As our guests in the green room tonight, Cloutmaster, of course, Kythor, Rosin, Scared Leaf, a wife of yours, Wasted, and your host. Got a lot of guests tonight, I think. You are listening live. I might have to skip to a new town soon. A lot of things are starting to close.
Scared.
Yeah. There's so many windows open. So many.
That's scary.
No clue what the fuck I'm saying.
Spooky.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, North Platte. To make a new reservation, please press 1.
Oh.
To modify an existing reservation or to speak to the front desk, please press 2. For all corporate, group, or meeting.
Oh. This is going to be that guy again.
Super 8.
Hi, is this the Ramada?
No, this is Super 8.
Oh. Which one's the Ramada?
The Ramada is like a few miles from there.
Oh, is it like up from y'all? Like near the...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, near the Starbucks.
Yeah, he said it was the Super 8 there.
Yes.
Oh, so it's 2 Super 8s?
Yeah, we're Super 8. Yeah, this is Super 8.
Oh, and the one by the Starbucks is a Super 8 too?
The one by the Starbucks is the Ramada.
He said it was the Super 8 when I called?
Yeah, this is Super 8. This is 220 West Eugene Avenue.
Yeah.
Super 8, you're calling.
Yeah.
You said this. You asked if this was a Ramada.
Yeah,
I said,
whenever
no, this is Super 8.
Whenever I called Ramada, he said this is Super 8.
What?
Yeah.
How can I help, sir?
Oh, I called the Ramada, but he said it was Super 8.
Yeah, this is Super 8.
Yeah. So the one by the Starbucks is a Super 8?
By the Starbucks is a...
Oh, whatever. He was fed up instantly. On RogueServer.com/Wuppie. The host, of course. There's a fly in the room, by the way, with your host, but I assure you the hygiene is satisfactory. Welcome to the show. Wildwire.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the First Within and Suites. This is Leisha. How may I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I am in the... I don't know which room I'm in.
Okay.
How do I figure it out?
What is the last name?
My last name is Feathers, but I'm not on, like, any registration or anything, I don't think. He put the bag on my head and said to follow him. But I can send it to it.
Are you like in the building?
Yeah.
All right. So the last name it's not your last name that it's under?
No.
Do you know whose?
He said his name was like Adam or Steve or Mike or something? I'm okay. I feel all right. I'm not, like, in any danger. I just don't know which, like, room I'm in.
Yeah, so Stevens Mark, does that ring a bell? Mark Stevens?
I'm not sure that's the, like, I'm not sure if you can, like, say it.
All right.
He just told me, like, Mark or Steven.
If you want to come to the front desk, we could probably help you out a little better.
I'm, how do I get there? From the room.
Are you on the first, or third, or second floor?
Yeah.
The second floor?
Because the elevator went up a couple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just, he put the bag on my head and everything, and he, like, walked me to the room. I did consent to it. He asked me if I did want to put the bag on. I said yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm safe. I did consent to it. And we got it on video. I signed a paper saying that I consent to having a bag put on my head. It's like a paper bag, like a brown paper bag.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you need
hey, who are you talking to? Who are you talking? Get back over here, boy.
Oh, it's just the front desk lady. Oh.
Shit. Oh man.
Oh, I hope you didn't scare her.
Oh my god.
I hope you didn't scare her. Oh my god.
That was goodness. Like an insta hang up. She was not happy.
Yeah.
It is instant jail.
I'm going straight to jail over that. She's gonna get worried and call the policia or something.
Call the sheriff.
Sheriff.
Yep.
The Shire's Reef. Oh my god.
Christopher Shire's Reef.
Do I call back and tell her that it's okay?
Yeah, I think you should, yeah.
Is that bad?
I'm gonna... It would sound like...
Maybe...
I'll just do it once.
It's a great day at the Fairfield Inn by Marriott in North Platte. This is Grady.
Hi, Grady. I was speaking to the lady. I'm okay. Tell her that I'm okay. I'm the guy with the bag on the head. I get it off. I'm out at the room now, and I'm good to go.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. Just tell...
Boy, get
tell
back her. Here.
Hey, settle down.
Get back here
settle
and get that
here.
Bag back on your head, boy.
He's just playing. He's like, he's saying a lot of silly things. Oh.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
What the fuck?
Well,
it got
hopefully,
doubled down.
Hopefully they get the message.
Insta-jail.
Oh, I called that place twice in a row, and I don't know how to do that up, divvy it up with the phone timestamps.
Timestamp that one, jail.
Oh, I already called that one. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy. Whoppy's Wild Wire. Who's going?
I want to redeem myself. I want to get
Thank
a good
you
call.
For calling Days Inn by Wyndham, North Platte. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
Oh.
To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press 2.
I'm getting
2.
Scared.
This recording likes 3. There's multiple recordings. This might take us to a separate recording.
Hello?
You reached the Days Inn by Wyndham in North Platte, Nebraska. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it now.
What the hell?
For the front desk personnel or reservations, dial 0. To leave a general message, please stay on the line.
You are being connected.
1, 2, 3.
Oh god, that delay, that's awful.
Thanks for calling Days Inn. How may I help you?
Hello, Days Inn. How's it going? I'm up in the room.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Sorry, I'm stupid.
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Sorry, yeah, I'm stupid. I'm opening the drawer. There's a drawer in the room.
Drawer?
A knob. A lever.
Knob.
A knob, yeah.
Knob. Yeah, knob.
Oh. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was touching it. I was, like, pulling it. It came off, the knob. I replaced it with the handle. Is that going to be okay?
What's the room number?
8. Times, like, it's like a math equation. But it's not that hard. Mm. I solved it pretty easy.
Okay, so what's the room number?
I have it written down. The math equation is 8 times 2 parentheses 4 divided by 1. There's an X in there somewhere. I don't know. Someone was, like, messing me. They messed me up. They gave me a room number in equations. It's, like, all in equations.
Yeah, so what's the room number?
Yeah, can you help me out?
I need to solve what's the room number?
I'm solving for X right now, sir. Can you help me?
Yeah, but what's the room number so I can help you?
Yes, sir. I am giving you the room number if you help me mm-hmm. with this math equation that gives me the room number. Do you understand? Can we proceed with the math
yes.
equation now?
Okay. Okay, so without room number, I cannot find out.
I'm going to start writing it down. Are you okay?
Okay.
Can wait, no. Okay. Can you help me write it down?
Yep.
8 plus 2. And then let's put in the parentheses 4. And there's going to be an X with the 4. So we have to solve for X, and that's going to equal Y. Okay.
Change.
Hi. Hello. Can I talk to that man
yes.
up there? Is he good at math? Is he any good at math? I'm looking for someone like with a TI-84 calculator or something. You don't have to be good
okay,
at math.
Just a second. Okay, then you help
yeah, it's like a Jimmy or like a Steven.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
All right. Can you say it again? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. My goodness. I did write it down, though. My bad. I was in the room, and I was touching the knob, and it came off, and now I'm replacing it with the lever. And the man asked me what my room number was, and I did write it down in math equations, math equation style, if you will. I was looking for a TI-84.
TI-84?
Like a calculator?
Calculator?
Yeah, and that's also, like, close to my room number.
I don't have
like
a TI-84 calculator.
Do you have any calculators down there? Can you help me with some math?
Like yeah, I do have math? A calculator down here.
Okay. Well, why didn't you say so? That's all I was asking for. You got the
okay,
calculator
do you
ready?
Want me to bring it
you? Get fired up?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to do some hotel math, man. You got it in your hand. You got some fingers. Start pressing those buttons. You ready? Fire it up. Fire up that calculator. Please. This is the only calculator I can find. And you have it. It's available to you right now. It's in your fingertips. It's at the tips of your fingers. I'm salivating
okay,
at the thought of using this calculator.
I got it.
You actually have it in your hand. All right, do you
yes,
know PEMDAS?
Yes, I have it in my hand. PEMDAS?
Yes, sir. I was
I don't
trying
know
to
PEMDAS.
Do... Okay, so... Oh, my goodness. No, this is not going to work, sir, but I think I can make it work, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be hard without PEMDAS, sir. It's the Please Excuse My Dear Aunt Sally. If you've heard of that, if you want to Google that right now, we could just get it going. So you're up to date. It'll take you like 5 seconds, and we could just get it on with, you know.
All right, let me type it in real quick.
Okay, PEMDAS. Math. We're doing math here, sir. I don't want to get too crazy with you. I'm just using the PEMDAS. If I was trying to get crazier, you know, trigonometric, that's a word, right? Yeah, you've taken trigonometry, right? Good, perfect.
I haven't taken trigonometry.
You never taken trigonometry? Yeah,
no.
I got like a C.
Or do you want me to bring the calculator to you?
No, I need your help. Brother, you have it at your fingertips right now. You're like a calculator god, a legend, some would say. You have the power, sir. Use that power for good instead of evil and help me with this math equation. You're
okay,
touching.
So you need
you have
help with
the
math equation.
Yes, to find out my room number.
Yeah,
that's what I've been talking about. Some guy pulled a prank on me and he swapped my number with a math equation. It's like trick or treat style.
Pulled a prank on you?
No, not a. What? It's a trick or a treat style. Like, it's like Halloween, sir. There's no prank involved. What are you talking about? It's like a trick or a treat.
Yeah.
Can you just use the fucking calculator?
Anything.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to curse at you. I'm getting angry now. I'm pissed. You have that calculator right in your fingertips, and you're not even helping me out. Type in 8.
I don't know what to do.
Put 8. Put 8 into that calculator right now. Please, sir. It wasn't at you. It was just the circumstances around it. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at the circumstances that we've become in. We're all in it now. All
right, 8.
8. Plus 2.
Yeah. Plus 2.
Can you put a parenthesis in there? Please
say
tell
it
me
again.
Parentheses, sir. A parentheses. Please tell me you could put a parentheses in there.
My
sir.
Calculator. I don't have a parentheses.
Oh god. Oh my god. Oh god. Okay. Don't freak out. Okay. Hold on. What do you have to do? We have to do PEMDAS. Okay. Look it up. Look at the PEMDAS. All right. I'm gonna give you the full math equation. You ready? Are you ready, sir?
Okay, can you give me 1 second?
You're going to have to solve the parentheses first and then remember the product so we could add it together at the end. I can't hold on to anything, sir. He hung up?
I think so.
Where'd he go?
Hope he's okay. Oh, yeah, he hung up.
Oh.
It just sucks.
He was so close.
He had the calculator in his hands. Live. You reminded me it's almost Halloween. And of course, there's something that happens on Halloween. Oh, I have to do that. Do this. I was listening to one whole year ago. I was listening to shows. And there's a Halloween premise they have to do.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, North Platte. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Still one of my favorites.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, North Platte. How may I help you?
Hi, we're going to decorate your hotel there with
a couple
bones. Are you prepared to receive the bones?
Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry. I had myself muted. I'm gonna call him back. I've already given away the game.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, North Platte. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
2. You're listening live. I have to go again.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, North Platte. How may I help you?
I had myself muted the first time. We are with the board, and we're gonna we're bringing down some bones to decorate with. The lobby.
I'm sorry. I didn't get you.
Oh, we're bringing down some. Yeah, we're bringing down some animal bones to decorate the lobby with, and just hang up and get going with the bones.
Sorry, I'm not aware about it. Do you mind if I call my manager and ask about it?
I'm not sure your manager knows about it yet. We just got the work order in. I'm Jacoby. Feathers?
Oh, okay.
We just got the work order in. It's new.
I'm sorry.
I can call my boss. He can verify it.
Yeah, boss. Would you mind giving his number or name?
I'm calling for my boss.
This is your boss.
All right.
What about the bones?
Yeah.
Yes, we're contracted to come down there and install Halloween decorations all over the place, with make it look real festive, put up bones everywhere. Are you okay with that?
Just a second. Could you hold on for a second? I'm so sorry.
I'll hold on. Go get your boss. We'll talk about bones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Is he coming back?
I have no idea. All right, we're silent to the phone now.
Bones. That's all I care about. Setting up all them bones. Dim bones, dim bones.
I had to hit the mute button on that. Yeah,
Oh my God, it's him.
If it takes...
Bone man?
It's him.
Oh my God. Yo.
What's up, folks?
Yo!
How is everyone doing
tonight?
Yo,
the co-host
has arrived.
I was scared.
Filling in for you.
I was lost and I was scared.
That's fun. Guys, I got a whole shit ton of free weed tonight.
Nice.
That's exciting, right? Yeah, I got a whole bunch of goodies. Hi, Cloutmaster. Thank you for the positive thoughts. I appreciate you.
I was worried about you.
Yeah, well... I was gonna have to sit on the back porch for like an hour and a half waiting for Nicole to get home, but I was really lucky and I broke into my house.
Nice. Was it through the window or the sliding glass door?
It was through the window.
Classic.
You guys want to hear all the fun stuff I got for free from my work today?
What'd you get?
Okay, hold on.
Fingerboard while you're doing it.
Yeah, totally, man. I was fingerboarding all night at work. All right, I got two of these Acapulco Gold Dablicators, which are little syringes filled with basically a cannabis concentrate. I was asking the people I work with like what I should do with them, and the overall consensus was you can use them to roll really good infused joints. So that's probably what I'm going to try and do with those.
Nice.
So I got two of those. So I got a whole gram of oil there. I have a 100 milligram milk chocolate bar. Got a 100 milligram pack of gummies. I have a pre-roll of strawberry pop. I have a pre-roll of platinum truffles. And I have a pre-roll of Miss Bliss. I have a half gram... vape cartridge of some GMO.
We're still on the phone, by the way.
Yeah.
And
he's coming back.
And I bought for myself a premium infused pre-roll that is 0.75 of flower and 0.25 of bubble hash.
Bubble hash.
So, yeah, bubble so hash. I think I'm going to start with the bubble hash joint, but first I want to take a dab. Because, you know.
What are you using to take the dab?
The Puffco Peak.
The Puffco Peak.
The Puffco Peak. Fuzzy, how do you think I did setting up my complete?
One's beautiful, man.
Did you see the tape, dude?
Just gotta get some Black River trucks, brother.
Bro, did you see the tape though? Did you see what I did with the tape?
No, I didn't see your update. I only saw it normal.
I'm gonna put.
Nah, dude. I fucking. All right.
So just keep talking about everything.
Fuzzy.
Yo, how'd you make that tape go?
Hold on, I'm gonna.
Yeah, he hung up.
Send you. I'm gonna do this, and then I'm gonna go fuzzy, and then I'm gonna go like this, and I'm gonna send this. All right, check Discord. I posted a picture of like the tape job I did, and honestly, I think I did a pretty fucking good job.
No, you gotta get a tool. I'm telling you, bro. You gotta make a little indent. So you can tell which way's the front and which way's the back from the top side. It's smart. Skateboard street smarts.
Jimmy, I was flying blind without you, man. I was flying blind.
We were smoking under the bed, but it was nothing. Okay. Like, we couldn't even, you know.
But no, Fuzzy, look at that. Look at that grip tape job I did and tell me I didn't do a good job. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man.
I think I did a great job. And I even poked the bolt holes in it.
You gotta put a Rogue Server sticker on it now. A little...
I have one of the little R circles.
Yeah.
I was thinking of putting that on one of the boards for sure.
I'm doing time, boy.
I'm doing regular kickflips all day. Nebraska. If you know your party, I can't do nollies. At any time or for an nollies are way too hard for me. Closest thing I can do is like a nolly shove, like nolly frontside shove. I can do that. And I can do a nolly into a primo. Like I can flip the board into primo from nolly, and it looks pretty good. But I'll just do switch.
I've so long for nolly kickflips.
I bet nolly's hard, bro. Nolly's like wicked hard. What's poppin'? How you doing tonight at the Candlewood? Gang gang.
Good, how are you?
This is your boy, it's James Scrugg. I'm up here in my room. I've been playing with my fingerboard for the past couple of hours, and I've been getting a little stressed out because I can't land my nolly tray flips just the way that I want to, you know what I'm saying? I've been landing them, but I don't land them perfect. So when I don't land them perfect, I get kind of frustrated. And I was just wondering, it's going to be okay if I smoke under the bed, right? Like, if I'm just under the bed smoking, it's good. It's fine. Because, like I said, I'm just getting real frustrated with these flip tricks I've been trying to do tonight. And I was just hoping I could smoke a cigarette up here without anybody getting mad at me. I usually smoke them under the bed so that way the mattress absorbs all the smell and the smoke and everything. So it's not like it's going to smell in my room or anything. Okay, bye.
Oh, what a rude lady.
What a bips.
What a whoopsie. What a bip.
I'm whoopsie.
Yo, the bearing wheels sound crazy.
They sound like that. Shit, have I called this? Does that count as your turn?
Yeah. Okay.
You're listening live on RogueServer.com. It's 10:31 and 40 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host with the co-host.
Thank you for calling Abbott and Candlewood Hotels in North Platte, Nebraska.
I was reading the dictionary today.
Party's 3-digit extension, you may dial it at any time or for an existing reservation, press 1. For a new reservation, press 2. For sales, press 3. For the operator, press 0.
Wow, this sounds exactly like the hotel right next door. Probably is. Wow. That gets, That's the best way to answer the phone, not say anything.
Answer and then hang up.
Yeah.
You can avoid all of life's problems by answering the phone and then instantly hanging up the phone.
Yes. You can avoid work that way. You can avoid your friends and bosses.
Everything.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus North Platte Inn and Suites. For meeting room and conference center space, please dial 1. For reservations, please dial 2. For the property front desk, please dial 3. For group inquiries, please dial 4.
Pick up. What's this? Oh, that is. We could take an opportunity of the phone just ringing for me to figure out what these sounds are. It's a pizzicato or whatever. It's steam.
That's Western Plus front desk. How may I help you?
Hi. Do we do windows up or down in here?
What?
In the room? Is it windows up or down?
The windows?
Yeah. Do we put them up or do we put them down?
What do you mean put them up or put them down? The window in the room?
Yeah.
I think it slides, doesn't it?
Hold on, let me check. No.
Okay, then I'm not sure. if it doesn't slide, then it should go up.
All right, let me try that. All right, up. That wasn't it. Shoot.
Then I'm not sure. I would, and I can't come up there because I'm the only one down here. So I'll have to wait for my coworker.
Okay. What about the mirror in the bathroom?
What about it?
Does that go up or down?
The mirror.
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
So it's just stationary?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to, move it. Oh, there's something in my eye. Oh, hold on. Let me touch on the mirror. Oh, that's not it. It shouldn't be doing that, right?
Should be doing what?
Well, it's like making a noise.
I don't know.
Ah, there it goes again. There's stuff in my eye still. I can't see. It hurts to look. It happens to me though sometimes. Hi. It's really in my eyes. Oh, she hung up. There is really something in my eyes. I think it's just eye strain.
I hate it when that happens.
I can't look. I can't look. It hurts to look live on Rogue Surfer.
Start crying.
It's happening naturally. Also, I have to pee.
Live
on RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Whoopi. The host with stuff in the eyes. Co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, live in the studio.
It's your boy, Jame. It's Jame. I'm in the studio. I made it to the studio a little late.
Live.
But I'm here, live.
We opened the door for him. Oh, is Tractor Supply open?
Ow! Ow!
This is really bad.
How many tractors can they supply, realistically?
The whole co.
Okay. Tractor Supply is not open.
Yeah. Paxton, what the hell?
How about that FDS Extra Smooth, am I right?
That shit's gas, dog. That shit's fire. That's like
brother,
the best shit ever. Like, I loosened the trucks on this thing too a little bit. Not by much, yes, but just enough so that they're not like totally completely tight. But yeah, no, this thing's fire. Like, the shape is really nice. I like the really steep concave, gives a lot of pop. I get nice high ollies. And obviously, like, the grip tape is just so buttery that it just, like...
Dijin, can I help you?
Hey, yo!
Hello?
What up? It's your boy, James Krug. How you doing tonight, boy?
Good.
Can I get a Guan Rastafari on me, brudah? My rude boy?
Huh?
Can I get a Guan Rastafari on me, brudah? Mr. Rude boy? Mr. Roughest and Toughest Runegade Rastafari on in all of Jamaica? And click. Alright, well, you know, shit happens. Whoopi's AFK, so sorry, everybody. I fucked that up.
You win some, you lose some.
I lose all of them, and then I win by saying pretend Rasta noises.
Hey, man, I thought you did pretty good, man.
Thanks, brother. Wagwan.
Wagwan.
You know what that means? You know what Wagwan means? You don't know what Wagwan means?
Something.
Wagwan means what's going on. Wagwan, Mibruda.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I, that means me. Me and me.
I always say I love you in Jamaican.
You should say Bumba Clot.
I know what that means. Actually,
that's how you
that
say
means.
I love you. Alright, it's dab time, boys. I got the Puffco Peak loaded. I just turned it on. Gonna double tap it so it starts to heat up. Heating up that Puffco Peak.
Let me see a record-breaking blinker timer. Let me see a 20-second dab.
You can't take a blinker on a Puffco.
Then take it until your lungs give out.
I usually hit it because, like, the way the Puffco works is it buzzes when it's ready, and then it buzzes when it's no longer heating. So, like, I pretty much just hit it as long as I can.
Live on the air, dab, 1v1 challenge.
Where's Whoopi? Already go.
Where's Whoopi?
Oh my god, when did that call in? How long? Oh my god, how long was I out for?
Like a minute or two.
Oh, yeah, sorry, bro.
This show is going down the proverbial shitter whenever I.
Shitter.
Wait, this sounds like it's bad mouthing. But whenever the host can't even be at his own show. Live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Was that? I missed it. I'm gonna have to listen to that. I had to go. Really.
I basically just did Rasta voice at him until he hung up.
It's a good. Oh, I can't be Rasta.
You can't.
Yeah, man.
What's good, man?
Wagwan, my brother. The roughest and toughest Renegade Rastafarian in all of Jamaica, my brother.
You just need the slang.
Kingston. Well, you have to elongate a lot of words while skipping others.
To serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1.
I think she likes
to cancel a reservation.
About the show please. That's coming up tomorrow night on rogueserver.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have reached the Days Inn in Ogallala, Nebraska.
If you know your party's room number, you may enter it now. For the hotel staff assistance, dial 0 or stay on the line.
Oh, 0. Thank you for calling.
You are being transferred to the attendant.
Oh, this is so serene and peaceful.
This gets me ready to have a normal, ethical conversation with someone at the front desk.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm a Rastafarian from Jamaica. Are we?
Sorry?
I'm a Rastafarian from Jamaica. Are we able to accommodate me and my needs?
What do you say, sir? I'm not hearing very well.
I'm sorry. I have a thick Jamaican patois in my voice. I'm a Rastafarian from Jamaica.
Okay, just a minute.
Are you able to accommodate me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, I'm a Rastafarian from Jamaica. I'm like a Rasta man. Are we able to accommodate me and my special needs? I'm sorry if my accent is too thick. I speak with a thick Jamaican patois. Are you able to accommodate me and my needs? I have to smoke the herb.
Yes.
I have to smoke on the herb in the room. It's part of my tradition. It's a religious herb.
You need the room for tonight?
Yeah, and if I can bring in the herb. It's a good-smelling herb. It's the green herb. We got the Puffco Peak.
You don't smoke herb out of a Puffco Peak. That's why he hung up.
Oh.
You don't. You smoke dabs out of a Puffco Peak.
No, you do the.
There's a difference, Whoopi. I understand you're not a marijuana man, but.
I think you're lying to me. No.
I promise you, I'm not lying to you.
It's because I'm Jamaican, isn't it?
No. It's because you don't know what you're talking about, and that's okay.
Do you hear how disappointed Buckshot sounds right now? It's really incredible.
I don't sound disappointed. What are you talking about? I sound normal.
I've never heard you sound this disappointed before.
I'm not disappointed. I'm just explaining. I had a medium-long night at work. It wasn't the best start today, considering I locked myself out of my apartment.
Hold on. I have to hit my pipe.
Oh, that's cool.
So the studio locking out wasn't a fib.
Yeah, no.
You staged for the show.
No. I got locked out of the studio, and then I had to go to work.
It sucks.
That's what happens, man.
This sucks. I think you got a great group of guys, and then this happens.
They won't even let you in. They won't even open the door.
I was real depressed, and I think someone can vouch for
my love, open the door.
Because you were just... I've kind of felt left in the dust, but you had a job to do.
I'm sorry, Whoopi.
It's okay.
This wouldn't be a problem if somebody didn't do a prank call show last night. But now there's a full-blown prank war. Prank war.
It's going to get very heated. I heard about
Tech-9s. It's going to get sloppy.
All right, this is confusing.
You're spinning the block right now?
I'm spinning something.
There's a hotel in the Days Inn that we just called.
Sick.
I'm like the same thing, so I'm going to call that. Oh, wait. Who goes?
I'll try again.
Okay.
Since you're actually here.
It looks like a person's name.
Oh, good.
It's always good to call a person listed on Google Maps. My hotel.
But it sounds like a name?
Yeah. Juana Lopez.
Guadalupe.
They better pick up. Probably calling
some bed and breakfast
personal phone. Let me take a hit off this real quick. Oh.
Sounds great, Whoopi.
It's my, yeah. I'll try again.
It's your yeah?
Yeah. It's got the yeah.
Cool.
It's like a bubble pipe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn and Suites, Ogallala. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
I'm sorry, the name of this place is just really funny to me.
Good. It
doesn't sound real.
Comfort Inn, this is Jolinda. How can I help you?
Hey, Jolinda. Hello? How's it going tonight? Hello? Can you hear me all right?
Good.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, okay,
how
cool.
How can I help you?
All right. So I'm up in my room right now, and I can't get the subtitles to go. So, like, I'm hard of hearing,
okay.
And I'm trying to turn, like, the subtitles on for the room, and they just won't go. Do
Ooh,
you
I'm
know
not
anything
sure how
about
to do that?
Right, so I'm just trying to turn.
I
I'm just
don't.
Trying to turn on the subtitles for the room, and like I've tried everything at this point, and like I don't know if the water is running, because I have no subtitles. I don't know if somebody's trying to talk to me through the wall, because again, I don't have subtitles. So I was just wondering if you knew, how to set up the subtitles in the room.
I do not.
Oh, shit. Okay. Do you, like, so no one's ever,
you
no one's
tried
ever brought
everything?
This up to you before? Yeah, I mean, like, I figured
no.
it probably, like, it, I figured it would probably be some kind of, like, switch on the wall. It's usually how it is. There's, like, a little switch on the wall that says subtitles. But, like, I've flipped every switch in my room, and the only thing that's happened is the lights have
no,
gone on and off.
No, it would be for your TV?
No, no.
Subtitles on your TV?
For the room. For the whole room.
Oh, no, we don't have... Are you talking about voice command or something?
Well, no, no, I'm talking about
I'm
subtitles.
Confused.
They, like, they pop up. They pop up when you're in the room.
No, no one's ever brought that up.
Yeah. Okay.
And what room are you in?
I'm up in the room that I was assigned. I'm not sure which one it is because I've been up here taking dabs for the past couple hours. And that's really why I'm having the trouble hearing. So I was just trying to turn on the subtitles.
Just please tell me you're not smoking in your room.
Well, I'm not smoking. It's a dab. So that's like vapor. It doesn't really have a scent. And it doesn't really leave smoke.
Okay.
Like there's a cloud.
Because
it's a cloud of vapor.
Yeah, you're... And you
I
don't know what room you're in?
I'm really not
What's
sure.
That?
Like, I'm really not sure.
What is
like,
your
I
name?
Guess I could... Oh, my name's Jame.
What?
Jame? Jame Scrugg?
Yeah, but we're not even supposed to vape in the room, so please don't do that. We just had to kick out some guys not so long ago. For doing that stuff, let's see. I'm trying to find you.
So I can't vape up here?
No. None
and
of that's
no
allowed
subtitles.
In the hotel.
And there's no subtitles?
No.
All right, well.
No, I'm still trying to find you. How do you spell your last name?
Scrugg. That's a S-C-K-R-U-G H. Though I'm not sure that it would actually be in there under that name. I usually sign into hotels under like a Barry or a Steve or a Jim or a Jerry or a John, a Patrick. Jake.
Yeah, I have no idea what room you're in, sir. But yeah,
I'm really not sure. Are you okay? Like, and if I'm vaping in the room and you guys aren't able to tell that I'm vaping in the room, how big of a deal is it gonna be? Like, is it gonna be a big deal, or are we just making a mountain out of a molehill?
Well, it depends on if there's any complaints, if they could smell it or anything, and it's like a $250 fine.
Right. Well, like I said, I've been up here for a while, and I don't think anybody's complained. My neighbor came over and was asking for, if I wanted to share with him, and I told him to hit the bricks unless he's got a couple bucks, because this shit ain't cheap, you know what I'm saying? Like... Bought this
okay,
for me,
well, I can't find
neighbor.
You, and I got a guest waiting.
Oh, okay. Can I talk to them? Can I talk to them? I'll tell them, like, how great of a hotel it is
can't.
And how they should be super excited to be staying here.
No, but I do need to get off of here, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, if
Thank
I'm
you.
Not able to turn the subtitles on, I'm really not sure if I'm going to be able to, like, use my room the right way with no subtitles, because I'm not going to be able to hear anything. So, like, if I take a shower, I might forget to, like, I might leave the water running because, like, I just don't know that it's running because
I
the subtitles aren't
just,
saying,
I
like, running water.
I just, sir, I don't think we have that, and I have no idea what room you're in.
Well... Like I said, I'm really not sure, and, like, I don't really want to go out to the front of my room because, like I said, that scavenger guy was out there trying to get, like, even more of my weed because, like, I did share some dabs with him because I'm not a total asshole, but,
Can you just open up the door and find out what room you're in?
I mean... If I open this room and this guy is standing here, I'm going to have to let him in. I'm going to have to give him another dab. Like, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie. Do you remember that book?
Yep. But I just
yeah,
can't find your name in the list of... What name
right,
else
like
would it be under?
So it would have been maybe like a Jim or a James or a Jerry or a Phil or a Wayne or a Duane or, I usually, it's a different one every time I check in, just because that's kind of how I roll. I value my privacy.
Okay, but sir, I'm sorry, but I do have to get off of here, okay?
Okay, well, can I talk to that customer and I'll like smooth things over for you?
No, I can't do that. And I also got another right. phone call coming in. I
oh,
really
shit.
Gotta go.
Can I,
all right,
can
thank
I,
you.
I'll answer the phone for you. Oh my God, this fucking guy won't leave me alone.
Oh, she hung up.
He's not gonna. Okay.
Oh, that's sad. I kind of.
Hey, let me in. I'm trying to smoke.
How was that?
That was good.
Thanks.
That was good.
Shit,
I just thought of that premise like 2 seconds before the call started. It's like, this seems like it would be funny.
How's this volume wise? Jimmy, you're my ears here for determining how loud things are.
I know. This sounds fine. Like,
thank you.
Sounds fine.
I was flying blind tonight, man. But I did decide to do it, so.
You did it. Good job.
McDonald's. Oh my God, do I call McDonald's?
McDonald's?
I haven't really had any ideas tonight. I haven't called him. Just flip a coin.
Was me.
Maybe.
Damn. That's pretty cool.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, no. We flipped a coin, so Thank you. Do we do?
I won.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on Rokeserver.com/Whoopi. Much longer.
If you're not, you're a problem.
It's a problem. You're probably listening on JuniorRat.com.
In the future.
It's probably split up into phone calls without any of the in-between banter.
If you're listening on JuniorRat.com, you're in the future.
Yeah, you are
welcome
in the
to the future.
And you won't be able to hear this. Maybe I'll remember to leave it in. Shoot. What's this? A stagecoach in? There's so many bad ideas I could do.
I could be the referee.
Thank you for calling OYO. Press 1 to make a new booking. Press 2 for assistance on your existing booking. Press 1 to make a new booking. Press 2 for assistance on your existing booking.
Oh, I guess there's...
Booking.
Press 2 booking. On it.
Booking.
Booking.
I like the way she said booking.
Press 1 if you're booking through the OYO app booking. Website.
GFYS, biatch. It's okay, it's a robot. I can say that to a robot.
Whoops Day on the Thursday, the 9th of October.
Swappy's Wild Wire on Rogue Server.
10:59 p.m.
Ooh.
Post meridian, as Whoopi would say, on the eastern coast of the country. And if you're listening to this in another country, hello, foreign person, you're awesome. Thanks for listening in another country. And if you're listening in another country, hi, I'm a foreign person, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling.
It's real.
Travel Lodge by Wyndham, Ogallala. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1.
I can't get over the name of this town. Oh, God.
Traveler's friend.
Hi, I'm with the Ogallala.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, we are decorating your hotel for Halloween.
Pardon?
We are decorating your hotel for Halloween.
No, are you correct in the right location? We didn't ask for any decoration.
Ogallala. No, we have to do it. The mayor said so. So, we're just... we have a couple bones on a string here. We're going to drill that up in your room. The lobby room.
Okay.
We're going to scatter some...
Travel Lodge by Wyndham.
Yeah, Ogallala.
So are you calling to the correct location?
Yeah, Travel Lodge by Wyndham in Ogallala.
Okay.
201 Stagecoach Trail.
Yeah, correct.
We're just going to... I got the bones and stuff ready to be strewn about the property for Halloween.
I need to talk to my owner because I don't know what I was
Your
saying.
Owner?
So I need to talk to my owner. Yeah.
Sir, I'm pretty sure we had like a whole war about this. Like, nobody owns you. You shouldn't have an owner. You should just be able to be free. I forget what amendment that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But
sir, in the 13th, fine, the 13th Amendment was passed in 1865. You don't have an owner anymore. You're a free man. So,
pardon?
You're a free man. We, the 13th Amendment says you can't have slaves. So, if you didn't know that, you know it now.
Yeah, okay.
You're free, dude. You know, the Emancipation Proclamation?
Pardon?
The Emancipation Proclamation? Everything's gonna be fine.
I don't get you. What are you talking?
Oh, the 13th Amendment? it abolished slavery. So you should be good to go.
Yeah, yeah, we know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So you don't have an owner anymore, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Take care, man.
Thanks.
It's good to know that we abolished slavery in the United States. At least on paper. The way this guy's talking, it sounds like...
Apparently we have not.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
I'm not pissed. I'm pretty excited. Sorry, guys.
Oh.
Well, no. Like next week I get my my fingerboard obstacles.
Oh my god, it's stiff.
Gonna be kickflips for fucking days. I was doing kickflips all night at work. It was like steady, so it wasn't busy. And I was able to just fuck with my fingerboard a lot. Ah, fuck a heel flip.
Nah, bro, it's sick.
How do you even do a heel flip?
Like,
which way does the heel flip flip? Does it flip towards you or away from you?
Away from you.
Alright, then yeah, I can't do a heel flip. I can't watch you. I can just do a kick flip because it flips towards me.
Oh. Well, I just made my fingerboard go up.
Oh, clean!
How do you do it, though? Like, what's the pop like? How do you do it?
Your middle finger is on the right
tail.
Index finger is... I would say your middle finger is probably on the tip of the tail, but down a little bit. And then you want to push with your index finger. You want to push with your index finger away from you. But it's like you use the pressure from the back in the front.
Don't leave me.
Oh my goodness. And incoming.
Hi.
Yeah, you called the front desk?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hi, I have, questions.
What's the question?
Do you allow me to do this in the hotel? I have a keyboard. Hi, sir. Sir?
What is the number?
Do we give him the room number? I'm not sure.
I don't think you should give him the room number.
Don't do it.
They said not to do it. But we have it in the room here.
We should flip a coin on.
Just stop calling for this, or I will call cops on you guys. Okay?
You called me.
Do not call us. Do not call.
No,
us
you called
here, okay?
me, man. You called me.
Thank you.
You called me. You
Who's
called
that
me.
Guy?
He called me.
Who's that?
There was the phone rang on my end, and he called me.
He called you, and he said he was going to call the cops.
Mean.
I need to call the sheriff.
I need to find this guy's phone number. What phone number is that? Ah.
Was that the 2-hotel-1 phone number?
Maybe.
Oh my god. The Motel 8 times 2?
Something.
I didn't like that.
That's pretty intense.
I don't know, Fuzzy. I'm pretty happy with the little set of tricks that I know.
No, for sure, bro.
Alright, Tiff
has Can you do truck stand?
Of course I can, bro.
Can you do that Casper and Casper flip?
I literally just did a fucking free flip.
Good evening, Stat Brothers. This is Stacy. How may I help you?
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. That's good. So I'm out in the parking lot right now. I'm watching two guys. They're doing like a kickflip, like battle. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like with their fingerboards?
No.
Like one's trying
Which
to do
side
a
of the
heel
parking
kicks,
lot or do you want? Is there?
And then the other one's doing like,
it.
Yeah, he landed it. I don't know which one's cooler. Do the other one again.
Show me up.
Okay, is there a problem? Is somebody, they getting in trouble or what's going on? Because Neil is out there doing trash, so look for a big guy in a red shirt.
Can you send Neil over? And I think we need another judge. Do a pop shove it. There's a chicken now. Who brought the chicken? Why is there a chicken out here?
Oh my god. I didn't have the chicken on cue.
Thank you.
Well, I was chicken on cue.
I got too hyped.
Dude.
It's what I needed.
You missed it, Fuzzy. Last night I did like an ollie onto a manual pad, did a manual, and then just a single kickflip out, and I was like the happiest boy ever.
Hell yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. What you should learn is kickflip, nose manual, and ollie flip out.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's like my
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn and Suites in Ogallala. For new reservations,
I feel like I'm
going
to really start to learn that stuff with actual obstacles. Like, coming out of a fucking... Because, like, I can
obstacles
do a nolly
really
card flip.
Hard,
I'm
not gonna
I know. I'm looking forward to it. Because it's going to help me, No, like, I'm going to learn how to fucking do, like, Smith grinds and shit. Like, that won't be too hard. I know how to land for that. Like, I...
No, it's not hard at all just to do ollie to something, but, like, kickflip...
No, yeah, well, kickflip to something is super hard, sure. Or, like, but...
Hello. My name is Kothar.
Kickflip out's not so bad. Kickflip out's really not that bad. As long as you can, like, land
in
a...
No, but if you do kickflip in and then kickflip out, you, like, have, like, a... Horse,
oh, that's super
like,
hard.
Whenever you land...
Yeah, you have, like, a very small window to, like, line up for your tricks. Like, and landing, you have to land a very clean kickflip onto, like, whatever you're landing on, and then you have to do, like, pop out whatever way. Like, I'm mostly going to be focused on, like, nose slide, nose blunt slide, fucking nose grinds, 5-0 grinds,
practice,
crooked.
Kickflip, manual, kickflip out. Whenever I land that, I feel so happy, and it makes me
Well, yeah, that's what the picnic table is gonna be all about.
Yeah.
Like the picnic table is gonna be flipping, flip
do
out
like,
shit.
Reverts too. Do like one like a, you know.
I just do 180s. Like I just do straight 180s.
Which
like,
way do you go? Are we on the phone right now? Is she?
No. Frontside 180s.
Dude, you should do all of the 180s. Like, front side, back side, fakie.
Backside's fucking hard, bro. Like,
fucking,
Like, I understand
Hello.
That. Hello, like,
thanks for calling Casey's Ogallala. This call is being recorded.
Into the same shit, but I feel like you're probably
and
a little
I can
bit
help
better
you right
than
away.
I am.
Oh my god.
Our jalapeno popper pizza is back for a limited time only. Are you okay? Okay. Before I can transfer your call, please tell me, are you calling to place a new order today?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Please hold
okay.
for a moment while I connect you with a team member.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you for choosing Casey's. This is Nicole. How may I help you?
Oh, Nicole, my friend has a. Can I bring in my bread bowl there?
I'm sorry.
I have a bread bowl, and I just need to bring it in there to like eat it.
A red bowl?
A bread bowl.
A bread bowl? Yeah, hon. That's perfectly fine.
It's got a... I don't know if you'll allow this, but it has cereal inside.
It's fine. We have a microwave that you can use.
Perfect. Do you have any milk?
We do in the dairy case. We also have a half and half in a dispenser.
Excellent. And we can get these things going. Do you guys have bread bowls down there?
We don't.
Darn. But it is permitted to eat it in.
Yeah, you can bring it in, heat it up, eat it while you're standing in the store. That's perfectly fine.
Excellent. And what about, can I bring him in?
What's that?
Can I bring him in?
Oh, yes.
Cool. Hey, you can pet him and stuff. He's pretty friendly. Just don't get close to the mouth or he'll nip you. And
no,
just...
it's perfectly fine. I have a dog who is, she's a lot like that.
Yeah.
So.
I just found this dog outside. He's got a little bit of foam around the mouth, but he's pretty friendly. That is from the,
Nice. Yeah, bring him in. We'll.
Yeah. It kind of bit on my leg a couple times, and I haven't been able to drink water in a few days, and it's gotten me a little bit worried, but aside from that,
maybe.
I feel fine.
It'll probably, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to try to drink some water here.
All right.
Yeah, that happens every time. But he's pretty cool. He's pretty excited right now.
What is his name?
Cujo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Classic.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Absolutely classic.
if he touched on his head, he'll bite the hand. But if you touch on his, like, tail, he'll try to bite
your
arm.
What the?
He'll just try to bite the arm if you touch on the tail.
Nice!
Oh, and I haven't used a shock collar or anything on him. He's just all natural trained.
It's just all natural.
Yeah. Never have, never will.
Well, I have to say, this is quite possibly the most entertaining phone call I've had at work. But unfortunately, I gotta get back to work.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, lady. Nicole. Jimmy knows Nicole,
yes,
but I'm not sure if Jimmy wants to talk to you.
Wait, Nicole's on the phone. Hey, baby, what's up?
Oh, it's another Nicole.
Hello.
Oh, it's a different Nicole. I'm
yeah.
sorry. I thought you were my Nicole. My bad.
No.
Yeah, you're not. I know. That's okay.
Wait,
I was confused.
Nicole?
Hey, is that Nicole?
Yeah.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Oh, she had to get back to work.
She had
to
get back
good.
To work. We put the coin there, and there were a decision made.
Yeah, I heard we voted. Silently.
In the dead of night. Yeah.
A lot of people
in
know
the
a lot of stuff about that. Oh my god, it's 10 minutes and it's going to be 3 hours. I think we're going to wrap up the show here.
Bedtime. Bedtime.
We've reached 1,000 entries on this list of phone numbers.
Are we allowed to call the Bissing House every week?
We can't call the Bissing House every week. As much as I'd like to. I think that might border on harassment.
I understand. Too many bisses are being had. What if... Can I get a hotel for, like... Can I get a last call? Is that okay?
We'll fight... Everyone can fight about it.
We'll fight about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not taking the last call tonight. I'm pretty much done taking calls. I'm about to smoke that infused pre-roll and just relax.
Live on RogueServer.com, it's Wuppy's Wild Wire. Every October 9th, 2025. Currently 11:16 and 20 seconds post-Meridian Eastern Standard Time. All right, who's doing this call? Oh, I think they might not like us at this property.
Oh.
I have called them multiple times before.
Uh-oh.
Shoot, where was I? Nebraska, right. Okay, everything's starting to make... Oh, where'd Tiff go? Everything's starting to make sense now. Oh, where's the music?
Ah!
There it is.
I'm under the water.
God, where was I? None of this looks familiar at all. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I guess quick stop.
Number 7, this is Danny. How may I help you?
Hey, Danny, what's going on? I'm flipping a coin down there, and we just figured out what's going on.
What's that?
There's a head. I hit heads. Now there's a fingerboard. He's going first. Is that okay?
What are you talking about?
You guys have sinks in the back?
What?
Sink.
No.
A washroom? Any sort of place you could wash your hands at?
Yeah.
I mean, Danny, I love you, but
what are you needing?
Being serious with me. I have.
What do you need?
I have a fingerboard. I'm trying to fingerboard down there, Danny. Please, don't hang up on me. I flipped.
Oh, as soon as you said hang up, he hung up.
I take back the nice things I said about Danny in the chat.
Danny sounded pissed.
Danny was super pissed.
Danny
was extremely pissed.
Wait, can I play my instruments from here? No.
Danny said no and then yes to me. There you
go. Yuck. Ugh.
Oh, I can't.
I was confused by your emotions.
What the?
It's currently 11:19 p.m. Eastern.
Currently 11:20.
It's 11:20 now. Pujo.
11:20 in
live.
10 seconds live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm Whoopi, your host. Jimmy Scruggs, my co-host, the Comos. Tiffany and Leaf are in the studio here, live in the green room at RogueServer.com. It's August. Plus two.
I'm going to be leaving the studio. I'm going to be leaving the studio now, but I wanted to say I love you all, and I'll talk to you all later. And thank you for listening to the show. It means a lot. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Don't get locked out of your house today, folks. Don't do it. It's bad.
You have to break in.
Don't do that.
You'll have to climb through the window.
All right. What's that?
Remember, there are other opportunities.
How are we feeling tonight?
Like a coin being tossed in the air.
Was that it? Or
anything
more? Oh, is that it?
That's it.
I don't think that was that was not last call material, but
I'll get you a last call. Don't worry. Do you want anything in particular?
Hotel. Please.
Mon Hotel.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a cute name.
That man at the pilot center did not like.
Danny sucked.
My coin flipping.
Oh,
Danny sucked. Danny sounded nice, but...
He did at first.
Stabbed you right in the back.
That's just how he gets you.
I think you got a great group of guys.
I can tell he votes at midnight on the dial.
Ugh.
Let's hope all these notes help me whenever it comes to editing, which I'll definitely be doing.
It just sucks.
Come on. Pick up.
Thank you.
You've reached the welcome inn in North Platte, Nebraska. Please leave a message.
No. That's not how he treats
no.
me.
No.
I got the solar shades on in the studio. Solar shields. In the studio live.
Are those like sunglasses you could wear when you're indoors?
No, they're clip-ons. Well, you can wear sunglasses indoors all the time.
I'm gonna put my sunglasses on right now. And I think I'm gonna call about sunglasses. I think that's...
It's permitted.
That's how it's gonna go. I'm putting on sunglasses. I have the sunglasses on right now, and it's not... It's not as hard that, as you would think to see.
Hell yeah.
It's always sunny in the land of cool, you know?
I do have to put on another light, though.
All right.
Blast noises. Can't see.
Pick up, pick up, pick up, guys. Gosh darn it, you fucker.
I'm gonna mean mug everyone down there with my sunglasses on.
Hope you're having a good day. This is Kimmy with the Llewellyn Lodge. If you'd please leave me a message,
Sorry, Llewellyn. We're just a couple of jokesters on this telephone here. We don't want to take up your time.
A couple of guys with a couple of sunglasses.
How many sunglasses are we allowed to wear?
Anywhere between 0 and 1.
I've worn 3 at once, actually. If you can't believe that.
0 to 3?
It's actually possible to wear 3 sunglasses at one time.
Interesting.
Legally.
Criminy. Alright, they better pick up or else I'm gonna... Well, I can't say what I'm gonna do. Involves the C word, crying. Last call for Leaf.
Hello, thank you for calling Cobblestone Inn and Suites, Bridgeport, Nebraska. This is Shannon. How may I help you?
Hey, Bridgeport, how's it going? I put on my sunglasses up here, and I think I see some guy outside. He's like, he's scared. He looks kind of scared, and he has a leaf in his hand. I don't know what he wanted me to do about that. I was going to go out there and kind of comfort him.
Where are you looking? I don't see
I'm just looking outside of my window. He's got like a chicken with him on a string, and he's searching through the trash. He looks pretty peaceful, but he does look kind of scared and sad, just in his demeanor, if you know what I'm talking about. Just the demeanor.
Okay, yeah, I can't really see him.
And I feel bad for the man. Yeah, he's looking for like my fingerboard. I paid him $20 to look for my fingerboard inside the trash can.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's worth way more than that. So I hope he finds it. Have you seen a fingerboard down there?
No, I haven't seen anything.
You can only
like
see it
here.
Normally. Do you have a pair of sunglasses on? Because normally that's when I see my fingerboard. I'll like put a pair of sunglasses on. It'll be easier to see.
Oh, I don't have sunglasses, so I can't.
Oh, my bad. Here, let me. I'm gonna flip a coin for my friend. I'll see if he gets to use my sunglasses. Alright, looks like I have to give up my sunglasses to my friend. He's gonna go look out at the chicken and my fingerboard, possibly, and the homeless man with the scared look in his face. Just to see what's going on. I don't know if you know anything about that, but he was in my room before, and I did have the certificate of authenticity. If you know anything about that, he handed me a certificate. Nope. Have you like used the You don't know anything I'm talking about? I feel like I'm just going, like, in one ear and out the other with you.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, because
Here's a chicken. Can we start just from, like... Can we just start there?
I don't see any chickens.
Okay. Well, you can hear it, so it's got to be there somewhere. Yeah. I'm not saying that you can see it.
Yeah,
it should be there somewhere.
Outside.
Yeah, it should be there somewhere. I'm sorry. I'm getting kind of pissed because this guy, he's been looking for my figure board for like 20 minutes and I was letting him use it. I let him flip my coin and then he just ran out the room and just started fingerboarding on the dumpster. He did a cool, sick tray flip and then all of a sudden he's lost it. It's like, bro, that's like my rent. You know, how am I going to pay my rent tomorrow if I don't get that finger board? I'm going to take that chicken. I'm taking this chicken, ma'am. This shit's loud. It just sucks. This chicken's mine.
No, don't touch
I'm him. Taking him.
No.
It's mine.
No.
I'm taking him.
No, he's my chicken.
He's mine.
Back.
Mine.
Get over here. Back.
Honey, take the
he's
chicken.
Mine.
Take it. Take
he's
it from
mine.
Him.
I'm running. I'm running.
He's mine. Go back here.
Don't worry, Peck Peck. I'll sell you for like a couple bucks. And maybe you'll be okay. Wait. Wait, he's got something on him.
Look at its mouth. And its beak.
Oh my god. Sir, I found my fingerboard. Peck Peck had my fingerboard all along.
Give him back.
I knew you took it.
Stay back, sir.
You traitor.
Give him back.
I let you in to do a tray flip and you tray flip my life. Full 360. How can you do this to me? Random homeless man.
It sucks when you take my chicken.
I don't want your
chicken. Ask the lady if we should bring the chicken to the desk. Lady! Ma'am, are we supposed to bring the chicken down to the desk?
I got my fingerboard back. I'm okay. You can have your chicken. Have it back. Don't use it to steal anyone's fingerboard again.
You're not my boss. You're not my boss.
Aww.
Ah, there she goes.
Ah.
Ah.
Good old Peck Peck.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it's really happening. I think that's it. I can't talk anymore.
I think that's it.
It's precisely 11:30. It seems
oh,
perfect.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's 11:31.
Oh, 11:31. Fuck, shit, fuck.
All right, we're going to end the show here. Love these wild wire. I don't know. I never have an exit song planned. Well, thank you. You are listening live on rogueserver.com/wappy. Maybe in the future on juniorat.com. Thank you, everyone who participated tonight. Mad shout-outs to everyone who's still sticking around. You'll receive a gift card in the mail. Don't question it. Accept it. Playing us out tonight will be some music. I don't know what. I don't know what. Oh. Okay.
Peck Peck, you choose.
All right, Peck Peck, you choose it. No, not that one. All right. Good night. Good night, Rogue Server. Good night, Rogue Server Nation. Good night, everyone who's listening. Good night, the Mumble.
Love you.